there wasn't very many in Marl at the time, as Murphy's and the Trammell girls. There wasn't but a few. It was just around in the country, but there was just a few houses between here and the lived on the hill up there where the roads come down to the railroad, and they made that highway back in there. Now you saw the traveling was right here on the railroad, mm-hmm. but they built that road right there.
What kind of work did most of the people around here do back then?
Well, run the store, and
Did your husband farm? Yeah, well, he was a horse dealer. He worked in Atlanta, not my husband, but my daddy worked in Atlanta, sold horses.
He'd buy a carload from Kentucky, and he had to work in Atlanta. And a little dummy that runs from Jonesboro to Atlanta like a streetcar would stop out there at the crossing, and he'd get on and go out there. And we had ticket books, 3 months ticket books, and he always had two, because if we wanted a spool of thread, we didn't go down here to the store to get it. We'd catch the train out here and go to Atlanta. Ticket didn't cost but 10 cents. Oh. It was a ticket book, 3 months ticket book. So that's what we do. And I know one time, me and my house party crowd, when we were about this age, we were going, we lived in Jonesboro then, and we still had the family ticket book to go from there. And there was one of my house party crowds, and we was all going to town to the show in the afternoon. We didn't go at night, you see, they didn't have automobiles then. We had to go in the afternoon and come back on the 7 o'clock, and it was spent in Jonesboro. And one day I had the ticket book, and the new conductor was on the dummy that day. He said, "Is all these go on this ticket book? Are they all your folks?" I said, "Yeah, but some more of them at home." 5 of us, crowd going to town, and I had the ticket book, you know, and took out, and we was all had long dresses on like this.
What'd you have to do, tear out a ticket book?
Yeah, we had a book of them. He'd take a ticket out for every one of them.
Well, what was this dummy like? Was it like, did it have any
closed
sides?
Oh, it had, yes, it was just a regular train, but it would spend the night in Jonesboro, that one. But of course, there was through trains that went on to Macon, but this one was just the one that took folks that worked in Atlanta. There wasn't no jobs around here, you know. And they'd go, my daddy caught the dummy, we called it, to go to work to the trading horses at the livery stable in Atlanta. That's what he did, as long as he lived. Oh, and my brother took over and worked in it. But it's been a long time ago. I married in 1917, so.
That's a long time ago.
Long time ago.
Oh, yes. My goodness. Tell me about the old house, ma'am.
Well, now, the old house had a porch and a hall, and that glass door that's in there in the kitchen, come listen, was one that was in the front door.
Finish on the wood that was on it then, or has it been refinished?
It's been refinished.